This week on Indian Times, we speak with Republican State Senator Kyle Loveless. A self-described conservative, Loveless explains why he now supports the completion of the American Indian Cultural Center and Museum that sits at the junction of I-35 and I-40.
When I became the senator-elect last spring, because it's one of the biggest projects in the state, but it also it's in my district, so I kind of started to try to get myself all involved in it. In doing so, you know, I was really kind of, I would say, a skeptic in the sense of I just wanted to, you know, I didn't know if, you know, if we'd spend enough money or if it would make economic sense, if the, you know, it was a cost overrun. However, you know, over the course of 3-4 months or so, getting to know people involved, getting to know where we've come, getting to know the business plan, it just makes sense to me. And it's one of those things where when you look at the business plan, when you look at the total economic development that's going to generate from that, we've had folks estimate all in the South Oklahoma City, which is my district, and along the South Oklahoma River, that you could have potentially up to $4 billion worth of economic development.
Loveless envisions the museum's potential.
It's going to be a Smithsonian-style institution. As a matter of fact, the Cultural Center has already come into a working agreement with the Smithsonian Institute, and they've already come up with qualifications and certifications that there are going to be artifacts, there's going to be paintings, there's going to be exhibits that come from the Smithsonian Institute that have not been seen by the public. And they're sitting in crates up in Washington, D.C., or wherever their storage facility is, they will be revealed and re-shown to Oklahomans when we open again. The last time they were here was back before we were a state.
Costs to Oklahoma's taxpayers remains a concern of the opposition.
I looked into it, and I said, okay, how much is it going to cost per taxpayer? And for the cost of a Happy Meal, we're going to be able to develop a Smithsonian-style, top-of-the-line, world-class cultural museum that celebrates Oklahoma. And for the cost of a Happy Meal, that's what it's going to cost per taxpayer, for $4 billion. I think it's definitely worth it. There have been a lot of criticisms, and I've just, you know, when I went into it and researched it, have found that most of them are misconceptions or falsehoods. You know, namely, when I took the freshman class of my senators on a tour, I had two or three of them say, well, you know, there's only a few tribes that are supportive of this. Well, that's not true at all. So I worked, and with the Blake Wade and a couple other folks, we worked to get every federally recognized tribe in Oklahoma, 39 tribes out of 39 tribes, every one of them are now supportive of the cultural center. It's something that was just out there that, you know, it was only the Chickasaws and Choctaws that wanted it. Well, that's not true. Another argument, it's been wasteful spending. Well, the auditor, state auditor, Gary Jones, came out with an audit report and basically said in 10 years, the last 10 years, he found no waste, fraud, or abuse. Now, as a conservative Republican, I'm always leery of bureaucratic red tape, and I'm always concerned that money's being spent frivolously. Well, the auditor came through with his team of CPAs and basically gave the Cultural Center a green light.
That was State Senator Kyle Loveless on why he now supports the completion of the American Indian Cultural Center and Museum. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times.